Well, our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Here we are. It is, of course, 2017, and Carol likes to look back 100 years in the past and a lot of what she does. And so you go to the spring of 1917, and this is where the U.S. got into World War I.
Right.
And so there's a lot of rich material there.
Yes.
What was going on in this county.
Historians are still debating what all the events that happened in 1917.
Yeah, yeah. It's very, when you go back and read about World War I, you can read books and books and books and still not understand
still,
it. Because
I don't understand
it's still
it all.
Very murky as to all why it all happened. But in Hunt County.
Yes.
There was an immediate, very patriotic response, and you can describe what
Well,
happened.
For one thing, both Commerce and Greenville bought these huge flags, and they put them up in the highest place they could find. In Greenville, it was the courthouse. Down here, over in Commerce, it was a flagpole in the kind of the square.
Mm-hmm. Which is still very much identifiable,
right.
Even from 100 years later.
And people had big gatherings there. They had rallies. They had rallies at the railroad stations when the men left. They had big contests on who was going to get the most. They had three different Sundays in June, May and June. And men who were born in a certain time period went to the first one, and they signed up for draft registration, not to go necessarily go in, but to be in the draft card. Mm-hmm. And if you from the Vietnam era, you understand that.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was a different era, and then the third one were the younger men. Well, in Hunt County, they took the newspapers took the list of people, men who had enrolled. They also took the list of voters, and they compared the two. And if somebody's name was on the voting list and they didn't appear on the draft list, then their name was put in the paper.
Wow. How about that? We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. I thought it was moving. You wrote about the reaction of African-American citizens.
They saw it as a way to prove that they were Americans. And they joined up. They trained. And then all of a sudden, Wilson decides to segregate the military again.
It had been desegregated prior to Woodrow Wilson.
Yes.
But there was a very outward expression of patriotism
right.
from them, despite what their
and
circumstances.
And they were wanting to fight. And it was quite an accomplishment. There were many units in France that were all African Americans, but they really wanted to go and to be equal.
I read in one of your Facebook posts that pretty soon they were having problems finding enough people to work.
Oh yes,
because all the young guys were gone.
I did, and I made a comment. Well, did they ever think about women working? And I
not quite yet.
One of my Facebook friends who teaches history at West Texas University or West Texas State out at Canyon said, yes, they did. Said there was the women's acreage or something. And women out in that part of the state did get involved in agriculture.
Mm-hmm. And one other thing, we'll run out of time, but there was a lot of fear of spies.
Everybody.
In Greenville, in Hunt County.
Everywhere. You just knew that your neighbor, if your neighbor didn't agree with you on everything, then he or she was a spy.
And there was fear of what being blown up?
Railroad stations. Planes, and this was the beginning of airplanes in war, ships.
Cotton compress in Greenville.
That's right, the cotton compress.
They were in particular concerned about that. And,
yes.
And Greenville was, as they said at this time, was sort of the cotton capital of
right.
the U.S. almost, but certainly the Southwest.
Yes, so, everybody was looking over their shoulder to see who was following them.
Yeah. Well, it's 100 years, of course, since the beginning of World War One. That anniversary just passed very recently, and probably have some other opportunities as year goes along to talk about some of the local aspects. But Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee
with us. You're most welcome. Okay.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.